Welcome back to Zone Blitz. Ashlyn Sullivan and John Osier talking Pittsburgh Steelers and football, of course. Wouldn't be Zone Blitz without it. Now, the Leonard Fournette workload factor has been a major point of discussion this week. Coach Marone talked about it again today. What do you foresee happening on Sunday?
Well, it's become the topic that I guess threatens to overwhelm every other topic around here right now. I don't think it's going to change that much because right now Leonard Fournette has 81 carries at second only to Le'Veon Bell among AFC running backs. I'm not a big stat guy, but when you're second in carries, it means you're carrying a lot. And, you know, I guess they're going to look for a few ways to get him on the field in more crucial situations. Doug Marone's talked about needing to do a better job in that area. You know, again, as I said Monday, there are very few situations where you don't want Leonard Fournette on the field. So you've got to pick your spots, and there's always going to be a situation every game for the team, I think, this season where fans go, I want to see him on the field, and the Jaguars have to say, look, we can't play him every play.
On the other side of the ball, the Jaguars even had a lot of trouble stopping the run this week. They faced a guy named Le'Veon Bell this week, who is pretty scary in my opinion. How are they going to stop that?
Well, it's a big ask because the Jaguars' issue last week was getting out of gaps. And if Le'Veon Bell does anything well, which he has a lot of things well, it's he's very patient to the line, and then he finds the gap that you leave open. So talking to Sean Gibson today, who played Le'Veon several times in Cleveland, he said that's really the challenge. This guy is a guy who's going to find the right gap. He's going to get to the right spot, and he has an ability to jump outside two or three gaps better than anybody else in the NFL. So it's a big challenge.
Now, big picture, the Jags let one go last week against the Jets. That was a huge loss, but nothing would make it better than a win in Pittsburgh.
Well, at some point, you've got to let the Jets game go, and it's at that time now. They have a chance to make up ground. They got their serve broken last week. They have a chance to get it back against a team that should be in the playoff picture all season in Pittsburgh. I think it's a big ask. I can't sit here and predict the Jaguars win this game, but it's a game, if they play good defense early, if they get a turnover, they can get a break and stay in this thing. This is not a Steelers team that's been playing particularly well so far this season, but they played well last week, which makes it a tough matchup on Sunday.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on this edition of Zone Blitz. We'll see you right back here on Monday.